Title: Dubwise Subnotes Slides Beginner. All right, let's make your sub bass talk. In this lesson, you're learning Dubwise Subnotes Slides in drum and bass using Ableton Livestock devices. These are also called pitch glides or portamento slides, and the goal is simple. Take a plain rolling subline and give it that live, leaning into the note feeling you hear in deep rollers, jungle-influenced stuff, and dubby steppers. The big idea up front is this: a slide isn't just a setting. A real slide happens when two notes overlap, and your synth is set to monophonic glide. No overlap, no slide. That's the whole engine. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, like 174 BPM. Now put a basic drum loop in. Keep it super simple. Tick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. If you've got hats, throw them in. But don't overthink it. Important teacher note: slides only make musical sense when you're hearing them against the drums. Don't design this in silence, because you'll end up with glides that feel late or random, even if the sound itself is cool. Now create a MIDI track called Sub. For the sub synth, you've got two great stock options. Waveatable is super flexible, Operator is super clean. For beginners, Operator is almost foolproof for a proper sub, so let's start there. Load Operator. Set it to the simplest algorithm. Just oscillator A. Make OSCA sine wave. Now go to the amp envelope. Keep attack very fast, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then set release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That release is a tiny detail that saves you from clicks when notes end, especially on pure sine subs. Cool. Now we turn on the slide engine. In Operator, go to the pitch section and enable glide. Set the glide time around 100 milliseconds as a starting point. Not too fast, not too slow. If it's too slow, the bass feels like it's arriving late to the party. If it's too fast, you don't really hear the bend. Also, make sure this behaves monophonically. We want one note at a time, so the synth glides between notes rather than stacking them. If you're getting chords, something's wrong. This is sub bass, one voice, one lane. Now let's write a bass line that can actually slide. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. For a classic DNB safe key, go with G minor. Notes that tend to work great here: G, A, B, B, D, and F. Start with a simple rolling rhythm. Aim for mostly 8 notes, with a couple of little 16th pickups near the snares. Don't try to write the world's best bass line right now. You're building a loop that gives you places to put slides. Here's a usable idea to get you moving. Bar 1, you're hitting G in a rolling pattern, then you're going to move up to A briefly, then back to G. Bar 2, you'll hit G again, slide up to BB, then maybe touch A, then resolve to G. But the real lesson is how to make those moves slide instead of jump. Pick a pair of notes you want to connect, like G to A. Now zoom in a bit in the MIDI editor. Grab the first note, the G, and extend its end so it overlaps into the beginning of the A note. You're not overlapping by a whole eighth note. Think tiny. 10 to 40 milliseconds is plenty. Now hit play. If everything is set right, you'll hear the pitch glide between the notes instead of snapping instantly. And here's a coach trick. Think of the slide note as the destination note, not the starting note. Your ear locks onto where the pitch lands. So musically, you're aiming at A. You're aiming at BB. That mindset makes you place slides in spots that sound intentional, like right on a strong eighth note, or right before the snare. If you're not hearing any slide, troubleshoot fast. First, are the notes truly overlapping? Second, is glide actually on? Third, is the synth monophonic, or is it re-triggering in a way that kills legato? Now let's make these slides feel like real drum and bass, not like a random bend. This is where micro-timing matters as much as glide time. If your slide feels late, don't just reduce the glide time. Try nudging the destination note slightly earlier by a few milliseconds so the pitch arrives where the groove expects it. In DNB, that tiny timing difference can be the difference between rolling and sloppy. Next, slide size. Keep your intervals small. The Dubwise magic is usually 1 to 3 semitones. G to A, A to BB, BB to A, that kind of movement. Big interval glides can sound gimmicky fast, especially on a pure sub. Also, don't overuse it. A great beginner rule is one slide per thought. In practical terms, 1 to 3 slides per 2 bars is plenty while you learn. You want the slide to feel like punctuation, not like every word is being stretched. Now let's get the sub sitting correctly in the mix. Add a compressor on the sub track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the sidechain input, or use a ghost kick if you've got one set up. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and adjust it until it breathes in time with your drum groove. Then lower the threshold until the kick clearly makes space. You're not trying to annihilate the sub. You're just creating a pocket so the kick hits clean and the low end feels controlled. Now add EQ8 after the compressor. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz to cut rumble you can't really hear, but that still eats headroom. If the low mids feel boxy, you can try a tiny dip around 120 to 200 Hz, but only if you actually hear a problem. Don't EQ because you feel like you should. And one more important low end rule. Keep the sub mono. Add utility and set width to 0% on the sub track, or use bass mono if your version has it. Wide sub is one of the fastest ways to lose impact in clubs and in mono playback. At this point, you've got a clean sliding sub that grooves with the drums. Now, if you want the slides to be more audible on small speakers, do not just crank the sub. Instead, you make harmonics above it with a separate layer. Create a second MIDI track called Bass Mid. Copy the same MIDI clip from the sub track. On Bass Mid, load Waveatable or Analog. Choose something with more harmonics, like a saw or squarish tone. Then add Saturator. Start with 2 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Now add Auto Filter or EQ8 and high pass this mid layer somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Now when the slide happens, you'll hear the movement more clearly because the harmonics spell out the pitch change, even on laptop speakers. If you want it to move, add something subtle like a tiny bit of chorus ensemble or frequency shifter on the mid layer only. Keep the sub stable. That's your anchor. Pro workflow tip: group your sub and mid tracks into a bass group, so you can control the whole bass line together while still keeping the sub and the character layer separate. Now let's talk about where slides actually work best in a roller. One of the most classic placements is sliding into the snare zones. That means right before beat 2 or beat 4, or landing right on those beats while the snare hits. It creates a push forward feeling. Here's a really effective move called the pre-snag slide. Put a tiny approach note 1/16th before beat 2. For example, in G minor, put in a very short right before beat 2, then the main note on beat 2 is BB, and you overlap them so it slides into BB. Keep the approach note quieter, shorter, and less important. It's just there to pull you into the snare. Another great move is the downslide at the end of a phrase. That's your gravity effect. Near the end of bar 2, hit a then slide down into G. It sounds like a period at the end of a sentence. Really musical, really controlled. Now a quick note about velocity, because beginners often ignore it on sub. Even if a sine wave doesn't seem super velocity sensitive, velocity still matters once you have a mid layer or saturation, because saturation exaggerates level differences. So try this. Accent notes that hit with a kick, and keep approach notes softer. It will make the bass line phrase like a real performance instead of a flat sequence. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual frustration. If you hear two separate attacks instead of a glide, your notes aren't truly legato, or the synth is re-triggering. Fix overlap and mono behavior. If you hear warbly, seasick pitch movement, your glide time is too long for the rhythm. Shorten the glide, or tighten overlap. If you hear clicks at note ends or overlaps, increase release slightly and avoid super tiny staccato notes on a pure sine. Now your quick 10-minute practice assignment. Set tempo to 174. Make a 2-bar drum loop. Create a sub with operator, sine wave, glide on, around 100 milliseconds. Write an 8-note bass line mostly on G. Then create two slide variations. Variation A. Slide G to A by overlapping notes. Variation B. Slide A to BB by overlapping notes. Add sidechain compression from the kick. Then a slash B your glide time. Try 60 milliseconds versus 140 milliseconds. Decide which one rolls harder with your particular drums. Because that's the truth. The drums decide what feels right. Recap to lock it in. Dubwise sub slides come from two things working together. Monophonic glide in your synth, and overlapping MIDI notes so the glide actually triggers. Keep slides small, 1 to 3 semitones, and place them rhythmically, especially around the snare. Keep the sub clean, mono, and controlled with sidechain, EQ cleanup, and proper gain staging. And if you want the slides to read on small speakers, add harmonics in a mid layer rather than messing up your sub. When you're ready, try expanding from a 2-bar loop to 8 bars, and plan your slide density like an arrangement. Almost none at first, a little more as energy rises, then one feature moment, then pull it back again. If you tell me your exact vibe and key, I can help you map out an 8-bar MIDI pattern with exact slide placements, including which notes should overlap and where to put the downslides for maximum groove.